Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And 51551. Yes, indeed, it really is very, very scary what's happening. For, it might seem a little bit complicated, but watching any of the news programmes last night where there were explainers, and indeed listening to Marion at the weekend where she had an expert about and the issue regarding Kurds in and around Syria and Turkey and Iraq, it really is quite scary than we should. If you get a chance, just learn a little bit more about what's going on out there. Anyway, back to other issues here. 51551. Wes is on the line. And Wes, I know you've been on with us before about this, but will you just remind us of the house that you're living beside?
Yeah, I live here in Harold's Cross and bought the house a number of years ago. It was in flats. It had a bad reputation. I'm sure the neighbours hated the idea of this house on the road. It was very unkempt. We bought it, we restored it. We assumed the house beside us was a normal house. There was no kind of buzzers on the door or anything. And, you know, I suppose perhaps wrongly we thought flats were a bad thing. But we learned to kind of review that decision pretty quickly because the house had been, we understood, derelict for a number of years. And it after we'd finished our renovation, they started working on the house next door. And it was rented out to a nice family, and then they left. And then after they left, it became empty for a while, and then it was re-rented. And unusually, lots of mattresses were coming in and furniture taken out. So we discovered that 24 people were living in a relatively small, well, it's 2,000 square feet. It would be a five-bedroom house, and there were 24 people living in there.
24 people? Did you count them, or how did you...?
No. Basically, after they'd moved in, maybe the first weekend they were in, there was a party in the back garden, and we looked into the back garden and there was quite a crowd, and my wife said, God, I hope this isn't going to be the start of something new. I said, look, let's leave it. And the following night was a Saturday night, and cars started pulling up, maybe five taxis or six taxis, I think, pulled up between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And so in my PJs, I went down the path and up next door, knocked at the door and said, you know, stop the party. And this guy in his pajamas sort of said, well, actually, there's no party here. We all live here. And I said, how many? And he said, 24.
Oh,
and I couldn't quite believe it. But then the noise started, you know, barbecues, lots of smoke, barbecues all the time, parties, drinking, drugs, loud music inside and outside the house, guitars playing. One of them had a drum. At night time, the hall door would open maybe 30 times and bang closed. Some of the inhabitants, they were mainly South Americans, and they all had part-time jobs, and they'd, you know, cycle home, bring their bikes in, slam the door closed. So we weren't getting much sleep. And it came to a head when a number of them were going out to a party, and I just heard a lot of noise, looked out, and they were puking over the garden gate, my garden gate. And I called out to them, and they got into a taxi laughing. And there was always lots of laughter after any complaints I made. So Christmas Day, anyway, my daughter woke me up early in the middle of the night, basically 3 o'clock in the morning, said she couldn't live with this kind of noise. She was working for her final exams. And so we rang the guards, and I'd gone in to say, look, you have to stop this, lads. They were in the front garden smoking and drinking. And so then we got the Gardaí involved. We rang the guards a number of times, and we thought, how could this happen? How could there be 24 people living in a suburban house and it be legal? So
there's like roughly five to a room.
Yeah, there were five bedrooms. Yeah, it was registered with the RTB website as having five bedrooms, but we knew the two big reception rooms were used as bedrooms as well. Okay. So seven people.
And it's a mixture, male, and it doesn't matter where they're from, but it's their male and female. Is it a mixture of men and women, or is it all?
Yes, there's a mixture, all nationalities now. And we had this kind of dilemma because we realised that they're the real victims here. They're vulnerable, they're overseas, they're here to learn English, they've little English, they've little money, they don't know what the law is, they want to keep their head down, they don't want to complain.
It's a virtual slum they're living in, where
it's
you have mattresses on the... Yeah, there's no other way of putting it. But is there a rule against it? When you contacted the RTB, there's lots of rules and regulations, you know, regarding letting, and we're going into a whole different area now about the issue of rents and all that. But just in relation to the amount of people that you can actually have, from a fire a health and safety point of view, were you in touch with the fire brigade, for example?
Yeah, basically, I was in touch with everybody you could be in touch with. I was in touch with the fire brigade, the Gardaí, Dublin City, Council.
Is there any rule? The fire inspector will walk into a restaurant or a shop, people doing their best, and they'll shut them down over the smallest of little things.
No, you know, apparently...
Can they walk in there and find out who... They can't.
No. Apparently, if the house next door was in flats, they would have more powers. So basically, we contacted Dublin City Council in planning enforcement, and they were great. They had to let planning enforcement in, and I was maintaining that it was a hostel because there was such a turnover. Mm. And bear in mind that we discovered that the monthly rent was 10,000 a month. 10,000 for a month for a two-story, there's an attic conversion, a terraced house in Dublin 6W. And the average rent was 400 per person plus 35 euros. It's advertised at the moment.
Is that all included? So that I was just going to ask you, how do you know that it's...
We look for ads for evidence. When we discovered that 24 people actually did live there, somebody had told us that at the door, and my wife was saying, well, there couldn't be 24 people living there. Maybe you didn't understand what you were asking. But one day I was waiting at the bus stop opposite, and 10 bikes came out the front door.
Yeah.
And there were another 10 bikes in the back garden. There were four grey bins and four green bins. There still are.
I know you were on with us initially about this back in, I think it was 2017, but you're with us again because, was it over the weekend you saw?
Yes, basically we were so frustrated, we brought the landlord responsible to the RTB for adjudication. And people don't realise this, but as a third-party complainant, neither landlord nor tenant, you can do this. And we were compensated. We've never got the compensation. The landlord has refused to engage. So after a lot of research, red tape, going to adjudication, we got nothing out of this. We got no satisfaction.
Don't want to get, you know, identify people here out like that, but a landlord in a situation like this would say, I'm doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of this conversation. It's the Minister for Housing needs to do something, because this could happen to any of our listeners. It's not just me. It's a bizarre situation, but there's nothing to stop any of the listeners, the house next door being sold, and somebody sort of saying, we don't have to put it into flats, because there used to be signs on windows, we will resist flats. They can perfectly legally stick 20, 30 people into that house without any penalty whatsoever. And that's what we discovered. In the UK, if you have a five-bedroom property or five rooms to rent out in your house, you can only have a maximum of 10 people in that house.
Well,
There
are minimum standards when it comes to farm animals and stocking rates.
Yeah.
All of that's something I know a little bit about. And indeed, we've heard about, you know, the stories of dog kennels and puppy farms and all of that. But when it comes to human beings in a house... There's no law with regards to how many people can sleep in one house at any one time.
There are rules, but they're not enforced. The basic rule from the 1966 Housing Act, Part 4, says that you have to allow 400 cubic feet a person.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Foot by 5 foot by 8 foot.
So there is legislation there.
There is, but the Dublin City Council Environmental Health said they don't have the legislation. It all goes back to the Minister for Housing. He is he advertises this idea of co-living, and that's what we have next door. Mm. We have co-living. We have all the 5 bedrooms are being occupied. The 2 reception rooms are being occupied, and you may have seen the photographs I sent in from adverts for next door. 24 people share a corner couch and 1 4-ring hob in the kitchen.
How many bathrooms?
How many bathrooms?
Yeah.
There were 2, but I believe there's 3 now. Twice the house has been fumigated. We thought after the Joe Duffy Liveline programme, we thought, oh God, this has worked, or the enforcement officer, because suddenly the house went very quiet. And we looked in the windows, nobody was there, it was gone. It looked as if the electricity was turned off. And then we got these terrible smells. We had to evacuate, and our neighbour on the other side of the house had to evacuate for a week. And we thought someone was trying to burn the house down. Strong, toxic smell. And it turned out that the house had been fumigated for bed bugs. So since then, we've seen the vans in the house. Mm. So it's
I am looking at the photographs. Are these they're obviously not photographs you took, because they've been taken by the landlord. And these were the photographs. Are these the photographs that appeared on the web? I think actually that ad has been taken down since.
No, it's back again.
Oh, was it back? All right, okay.
We were able to find it.
So the photographs, there are plenty of photographs there, like there would be on any website advertising a house to rent. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's about 10 different photos. Like, it looks like a well-kept house. It's not shabby in any shape or form. I don't know when these pictures are actually taken, but the furnishings, the kitchen looks fairly modern and new and clean. If as a family home, it would be somewhat palatial. You know, if you'd couple and 2 children, it's a fine home, but not for 24 people.
No, there's a living room photograph. The living room is 3 metres by 4 metres maximum.
Right.
That's 12 metres square.
Photographs can be a little deceptive, all right, and we don't know when
they're
taken.
And in that corner couch, there's a corner couch and there's a desk. And yeah, you would think that's one of many reception rooms, but the 2 main living rooms are occupied with beds. So 24 people are living in that little room.
Okay,
that
so what does this ad actually say now? You say it's back up again.
It's back up. It's
what are they advertising?
One male to share with 2 other males, and it shows a picture of an attic room. It shows 2 of the 3 beds.
So there's a mattress there for €435 a month.
Yes, right. Yeah. So you've got 7 or 8 people sharing each of the bathrooms. So you can imagine imagine the noise in the house. I've gone in. We had a quiet time for about 4 or 5 months, and then it started getting noisy again. And every so often you go in and you complain, and then you come back into your house and you hear laughing from the living room. Mm-hmm. Because they think it's all of a joke.
And are these short term lets, or do you recognise the people as being there long term?
We think they're short-term lets, mm-hmm. and we recognise various voices through the walls and various...
But is there anyone in charge?
There doesn't seem to... There is one person in charge, and he has an ad up at the moment. He doesn't seem to live there,
okay.
And he comes and goes.
But in the house, you know, is there a go-to person if there is a problem?
Not really. The last time we knocked at the door... quite upset about the amount of noise. Like, we have a kitchen, dining, living room, and at the back of the house, and 4 people share that room. And we're so lucky to have our own house. I have to point that out, and have a nice, comfortable house.
Yeah.
But we cannot live in that room without a radio or a source of music at all time, because when we turn the radio off, it sounds like you're in the snug of a pub next door.
And have you a young family?
My daughters are in their 20s.
All right, that's okay. Because you can imagine how upsetting it would be if you did have a young family living near all of that actually going on. You sound a very patient man, Wes.
Well, Well, the patience has been is running out. It's I just feel that, like, if in the UK across the water there's legislation, why can't the legislation be brought in here to protect tenants and people living in a community?
What is your main problem? Is it the sheer numbers that are there, or is it the
sheer numbers? Okay. I think any of your listeners,
but if there were 10 people there.
If there were ten people, it would be acceptable.
Right.
I feel if there were seven flats in that house, we would not have half the difficulties we do. We would probably have maybe the maximum of seven, possibly 14 people.
Yeah.
But from the
outside, like, if you've relations or friends coming, is it well kept outside? Is there rubbish?
Not particularly. Okay. Like, the bins are always overflowing, and there's 4, 8, 10 bins in the front garden. That doesn't bug me, though. Like, the hedges are unkempt, the garden isn't well looked after, the windows are never washed. That doesn't bug me. It's the noise and the fact in Ireland of the welcomes, we have vulnerable people living in a house like this. And Primetime did an investigation on this programme a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And after that, people would say to me, there's only 24 people living next door to you, Wes. It's not like there's 60 on the Primetime programme. So I think unless there's something happens, people aren't really interested.
And you're saying the RTB have their hands tied on this?
Yeah, it's all down to the Minister for Housing and its legislation to put a final number as regards who can live in a house, because there is no number.
So there's nobody can enforce the legislation that you quoted earlier on, which is in existence. It's on the legislature, is it?
Yeah, it's there on the books.
Yeah.
And like in the attic room that the guy is sharing with two others, that would not comply because the ceiling height has to be 8 foot. It has to be minimum 10 foot by 5 foot by 8 foot.
But if you
went in and measured that room, that would not be the case.
But
now
I must say
that it's on the RTB register of rented properties as a six-bedroomed house, but we know that there are seven rooms used, because even if they used some of the bedrooms as living rooms, we wouldn't have as much noise to contend with, and it would be more comfortable for the people living there.
I'll just go back. 51551, Patrick's there. I'm going to go to him in a second. But, you know, the fire officer is all powerful when it comes to, as I said, walking into a restaurant, a bar, a hotel, a shop, anywhere. He can literally there and then shut a place down if he discovers that it's not complying with strict regulations. They nearly have more power than the Gardaí in this regard.
They do, Damien. But in this instance, in a
private dwelling, they're obviously there's nothing they can do.
This is what I was told by Dublin City Council Environmental Health, who were helpful. They were saying that if it was in flats, it'd be a different matter. But because it's a rented house, they could only go in.
You've 24 people in a place. What happens if there's a fire and you're up sleeping in the attic?
Well, the problem was there had been no fire or smoke alarms. So when they burnt the dinner next door, our fire alarms in our house would go off because the walls were thin.
Is there an emergency exit out the back?
There is now, but due to our intervention with Dublin City Council, it was through the enforcement officer who visited the house. It gave them a bit of a scare. So because I left no stone unturned, Dublin City Council came back to me and said, look, we can only get into that house with the permission of the landlord. So they got the permission of the landlord to go in, and there now is a fire alarm. And now they have various things that you have to have in a rented property,
okay,
like vents in rooms and stuff like that. So there have been improvements made. But the point is, 24 people living in those conditions.
Lots more coming in on this, believe it or not. It's hard to believe.
I know we're not the only one.
Exactly.
I know it's happening everywhere.
It seems to be. Patrick's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Patrick. Just don't say for the moment where exactly you are, but you can still tell us of the story. You're living next door to what?
So, again, a mixed occupant house. It's a regular red brick terraced house. In a normal context, you know, three or four people or a family would live there.
Yeah. How many beds is it? How many beds?
Well, mine is identical. And
yeah.
It's only 2.5. You know, it's a kind of Victorian style house.
Yeah.
And in late January, I was at home after cooking my dinner, sat on the sofa, working away on my laptop, and I kind of passed out for a second and kind of dozed off, only to be woken around 20 minutes later by my fire alarm that had gone off. My house was full of smoke. And what had happened was, what I thought had happened was somewhere in my house, I called the fire brigade immediately. They came out incredibly responsive. There were three fire brigades that came out. They checked my house. They were determined it was my house. And I said, look, I think there's something next door. I said, there's nobody alert. There's no doors open. There's a lot of people who live in there. And we haven't heard anything. So they were knocking and knocking and knocking. And eventually they made a call that they'd forced their way into the house. And we saw a stream of people coming out all day. What basically had happened was the pipe that attached the boiler had become loose, and the house had filled with carbon monoxide. I believe someone had locked the door of the room that the boiler was in, not to be fiddling with the thermometer or whatever. And we realised very quickly, we were like, what's wrong with these people? They seem to be very subdued. And it turned out that if it had been another hour or so, all 9 or 10 of them would have died. Again, a very mixed ethnicity group living there. There was a young family, there was a couple, there were students. There was even an elderly gentleman, an Irish gentleman who was there. So it was really quite startling.
So you reckon how many people living in that house?
I would say 10, conservatively.
And there's no way it's comfortable for 10 if it's the same size as your house.
Not at all. And I mean,
You know that that could have happened, obviously, in any how, you know, the number of people there didn't make much of a difference. But the point being that there were 10 people in the house there and only you alerted the fire brigade, they'd be all dead.
Exactly. And the other thing as well was the fire crew were fantastic. I really have to say they were fantastic. But they said, you know, another 45 minutes or so, this would have been a very different situation. On top of that, they were then shipped out, a whole bunch of them. There's an ambulance and people were needed to be given oxygen. And then the landlord appears and puts them into a hotel for the night. Right. The next day, the whole lot of them were all back inside. And to this day, I haven't even received a thank you. Now, that's not on those people who were living there.
God knows,
they
know
probably have all changed again.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was only the other day a cousin of mine said to me, you know, the heaters are being put on again now. Are you sure that your neighbours are safe? Mm. And I said, that's a very good question. And I didn't get any follow-up from
the
authorities or anything.
And I'm just wondering, before those people were allowed back into the house, you know, was the house shut down or anything until...
No.
Like the fire brigade went... Okay, so we don't know whether or not the problem has been fixed. Presume it has been, but there's nobody to actually double-check... is this house safe to live in, whether it's for one person or 10?
Correct.
All right. Okay, listen, thanks for that, Patrick. Well done.
Thank you.
More coming in on this. 51551.